இந்த அபராதனாம், த நேம் இஸ் மெட்டீரியல் பிகாஸ் ஒன் திங்ஸ் தட் கிருஷ்ணா அண்ட் ஹிஸ் நேம் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட். So there is no progress. And in the Namabhas, Abhas means impurities. In the Namabhas, the impurities block the vision of a sadhaka, due to which the progress is very slow. The example is given. Sometimes you see, when you are going on a road, you find a lorry or a truck completely upside down. Even if you start the engine, the wheel is rotating, but the lorry is not moving ahead. So aparadhanam is like that. You may be chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, going round and round. But the progress is practically nil in that. And in the Namabhas, it's called clearing stage. Clearing stage means the anarthas are actually getting cleansed. Sometimes you have a ink pen kept in your pocket which makes a big big patch of ink which doesn't go by super rain or surf or anything like that. You try all different agents. Then you put some petrol or some kerosene and abrade it very strongly. Then you see the thick blue becoming light blue and gradually vanishing. That is clearing stage. When the heart is actually feeling the effect of the holy name and the clearing is starting. And what is the proof? Just like you see sometimes on a sunny day, when sometimes the sun is hidden behind the clouds appear silvery clouds. Behind that there is sun. You can't see the sun, but you can confidently say there is sun behind. Because the clouds themselves look very brilliant, like a lightning. They look very brilliant. So there is Namabha stage. The clearing of the heart is taking place. And beyond that, there is Shuddhanam stage, where there is knowledge and there is also purity. Whereas in Namabha stage, there is ignorance and impurity. In Shuddhanam stage, there is full knowledge and purity. And the progress is very quick. In fact, one Shuddhanam is good enough to attract Krishna, actually. Krishna becomes captivated by the name called in Shuddhanam because it is out of love. So it is explained, imagine there is one powerful, mighty soldier who is being buried inside a hole by hundreds and thousands of soldiers are beating on him on the head and pushing him down. Hey, go inside, we will bury you with sand over your head. He is being pushed. The thousands of soldiers are weaklings, whereas that one soldier is a mighty fellow who is being pushed now. But once that fellow comes out, all the fellows flee in all directions. Because once he comes out of the hole, nobody can stand in front of him. Shuddhanam is like that only. Right now, all our tiny, tiny anarthas, which are million in number, they are burying the holy name, Shuddhanam. They are not allowing you to come out. But once a devotee calls Shuddhanam with pure love for Krishna, it is like switching on the light. All the darkness has to be dispelled completely. That is why it is said one Shuddhanam is good enough to dissipate the sinful reactions of millions of lives. Or it is something which can avoid even beyond liberation and the swarupa of the soul and to get an access to Krishna directly. So that is Shuddhanam. So these are three stages: Aparadhanam, Namabhas and Shuddhanam. So just now we recited the 10 offenses. One should study about these 10 offenses in detail and understand and how to avoid them in the course of our day. So that during the chanting with great Shraddha, with Bhakti, with Bhavana, with Adarat, Kintu Adarat, Anudinam Kaluseva Jushta, Rupa Goswami says, one can attentively chant the holy name with great caution, without distractions. Then one will come to Namabhas. From Aparadhanam we can come to Namabhas. Namabhas is a progressive stage. Aparadhanam is a stuck-up stage. That is why it is said one should not remain stuck-up. If you are stuck up, it is like the example which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave of the wedding party boat which was anchored to the shore in the night. And then the whole night he was rowing the boat, but the boat was making no progress. So sometimes one may spend 10, 20, 30 years in chanting without taking due steps to rectify the offenses. And if it is not done, then it doesn't have any fruit at all. Or we cannot say it doesn't have fruit. It has fruit, but it is Ajnata Sukriti. Ajnata Sukriti means the speed is reduced. Sometimes you see that your wheel has a backlash. You know backlash? So sometimes you make many rotations, but it is not fully effective. Similarly, in spiritual life also, the spiritual life doesn't take us ahead very fastly because the aparadhas, they actually don't make the progress very tangible. They make it very, very stunted. So those devotees who have spent a few years, they are supposed to wake up to understanding these 10 offenses and gradually getting rid of them. Our Shyamananda was once giving a beautiful example. He was telling, sometimes in a village if you watch a bullock cart, you know, sometimes the bulls are sitting under a tree. As soon as the farmer comes and he prepares the bullock cart, the bulls automatically go and stand in their respective places. You've seen that? And immediately it comes on the neck and immediately they start, they go to the destination to be reached. After that they are brought out of the bullock cart and given their food to eat and they are peacefully sitting. So he said they are very clear and work-oriented. He said, and they don't do any time pass. They are very pakka in doing. Similarly, he said, a devotee should get habituated to good habits. Like he said, you get up in the morning, you attend Mangala Arati and you have a place for chanting, you sit and get into the beads, pick up the beads and then a prayerful attitude, pray to Krishna, please. I am very fallen, please lift me up, purify my heart. And then through prayer, derive strength from Guru, strength from Krishna, strength from Vaishnavas, and do it in Sangha, never commit a mistake. Always be oriented in fulfilling the duties in spiritual life. And he said, sure enough, you will achieve the end result. One has to really fix oneself in that. So he was telling, for the bull, the farmer is like the spiritual master who wants to engage the disciple in a regulated lifestyle. So the farmer is saying, hi, he says, immediately you will find the bull will come and stand exactly in the yoke. He will not ask, why are you putting the yoke on my neck? Now, why do I have to run? Can't I relax for some time? No. He gets up and he does his job perfectly, gets his prasad and relaxes. You see? Similarly, a devotee also, he said, should be fixed in his regulative principles and duties and everything, and by sticking to it, so the process of chanting is like that. If one is cultivating good habits, then one's chanting will become more and more effective. And the dark cloud in the sky gradually will become silvery cloud, and eventually the clouds will dissipate, helping one to see the shining sun in the sky, which is compared to the Shuddha Naam. Harinam Prabhu ki, it's off.